This is Wild About Utah.
Shorebirds in August. I'd been told there was a robust migration during this time, but hadn't tested the validity of such until a week ago. Three young ladies joined me to do a count at the Salt Creek Wildlife Management Area near Tremont in Utah. And boy, did I need their younger eyes and energy as we were inundated with shorebirds. Avocets, stilts, curlews, greater and lesser yellowlegs, dowitchers, marble godwit, western sandpipers, killdeer, and a flock of small peeps, short for small sandpipers. Myriad other magnificent migrants joined the mixed flock, numerous duck species, juvenile black-crowned night herons by the dozens, herons, egrets, ibis, terns, and so on. But they didn't qualify as shorebirds, so we enjoyed their presence, but they didn't make the list. A few other non-migrants were noteworthy. A burrowing owl that posed beautifully on a fence, emitting constant chatters, and a very fat, mature western rattler with many buttons on its tail. The Salt Creek Wildlife Management Area is a jewel that gets few visitors given its out-there location, competing with the 80,000-acre Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge next door, which boasts an outstanding visitor center offering many resources and educational programs. This was the first official shorebird survey conducted in 30 years at roughly 200 sites across 11 western states. These surveys fill a critical three-decade data gap in our understanding of migratory shorebird populations and their distribution. The results will inform management and policy efforts to ensure there are resources to support birds and the places they need during the migratory journeys. The survey was organized by the Sageland Organization, Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, Great Salt Lake Collaborative, and several others. Conducted by volunteers and biologists via airplane, vehicles, ATVs, boats, and our feet. This survey will occur for the next 3 years during the same week, each spring and fall, to coincide with the peak shorebird migration across the region. We are part of the Great Salt Lake ecosystem, whose wetlands support nearly one-third of the global population of Wilson phalaropes, more than half the American avocets, 37% black-necked stilts, and 21% of North American population snowy plovers. Shorebirds are a diverse group of birds, including sandpipers, plovers, avocets, oyster catchers, and phalaropes. There are approximately 217 recognized species globally, 81 of which occur in North America for all or part of their life cycle, with 52 species breeding in North America, many of which are in Utah. Shorebirds are the endurance marathon winners, some migrating 20,000 miles a year. Their remarkable hemispheric travels coincide with peak abundant food in a good year. In their global pursuit of food and breeding grounds, home is nowhere yet everywhere. As a result, shorebirds are difficult to track, monitor, and protect. Shorebirds are among a few groups of birds showing the most dramatic declines. Their decline began in the 1800s, in part due to market hunting. As humans have continued to alter the landscape, shorebird populations have further decreased, with declines increasing rapidly in recent decades. This is Jack Green for Bridgerland Audubon, and I'm wild about Utah's wild shorebirds.